This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with Jeff Kinley, reaching over 80 countries worldwide. It's time to go deep and grow strong. Now, here's Jeff.
Hey, friends, I want to give you an update on something that I shared with you several podcasts back. Was talking about this new partnership that I am making with this Christian company called Subsplash. And basically, they have expertise and access in areas that I don't have, and I've got information they don't have. So we're coming together, and basically the end of it all is going to be I'm going to have an app for your phone that you can use to view videos, listen to podcasts, watch me teaching. You can download resources on this. And some of the things, sometimes people want to look at stuff like I'm going to be downloading notes and, you know, from messages and just different things like that. Just giving you a lot of little tidbits. There's going to be an opportunity for you to interact, that type of thing. Anyway, all this is going to be on a phone app. It's going to be called the Vintage Truth app. Okay, very simple. You've come to know me as that Vintage Truth guy. Okay, and this is going to be the Vintage Truth app. Now, that's exciting. Also, what's exciting is that I'm redesigning a new website. I'm doing all that myself and trying to get that up and going as fast as possible. On that website, you will also be able to access videos and resources and that type of thing as well. But with that, what I'm very excited about as well is that I'm going to have my own Apple TV channel. I'm going to have my own Roku channel. And once a week, I'm going to be producing here a Vintage Truth show for all intents and purposes. It's going to be called the Vintage Truth TV show. And it's going to be me sharing the scripture with you. I'm going to be teaching through different series together. It's going to be different from a podcast because I'm going to cover much different topics there and address some different things. And plus, it's just visual and you'll get to watch it. And so I hope it'll be very, very entertaining. It's not going to be a long show. It'll be under 30 minutes. Each show will be under 30 minutes, probably around 20 minutes or so. And it's going to be something short, something you could share with your friends. And the reason that I'm doing this is not because I'm trying to make a name for myself, because I don't care about my name, only as it relates to helping God's truth get out there. So if people know my name, that's cool, but only if it helps them know God's truth. And so that's why I'm doing this, because I really want to help do my part in spreading and shouting and proclaiming the truth of God throughout the world. And this is going to help me do that. Now, I had also shared with you the need for that, that I wanted to go ahead and pay for the first year of this whole thing. And it's all encompassing the whole, all the things that these guys are going to do for me. Obviously, it's creating a ton of work for me on this end, but I think this is the next step in my ministry. I know that it is. God has made this abundantly clear to both myself and to my wife that this is what I need to be doing. And so all that to say is I shared I needed $2,100 and $1,300 of that has come in. And so I still need $800 to finish making that payment to make this happen. So, and one another reason I'm doing this is because this is happening almost weekly now, is major Christian ministries are either being suspended from their YouTube channels, which I will also have a YouTube channel and upload much of this content there as well. But that's not where I'm going to be focusing in on primarily. I'm going to be focusing in on doing these other shows, and then YouTube will also get the content too. But if I get canceled on YouTube because the algorithm picked up something I said about something, then I've got these other outlets as well. And look, this is the bottom line. We all get this limited amount of time on this planet. And if you're a believer in Jesus, if you're not a believer in Jesus, then the limited amount of time you have on this planet is completely wasted. It was a waste of you being born. Because if you don't know Jesus, you have a horrible future. And this truly is your best life, because it's going to get a lot worse when you step into eternity. But watch this. If you know Jesus, this is your one shot to make a difference for him. And I believe with all my heart, the primary difference that you make is in your home, with your children, with your spouse, and with yourself. That's the difference that you make internally. But as far as taking the gospel out, then you do that. And you partner with people and with ministries that are going to help you do that better. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm in the midst of writing a new book with my good friend, Dr. Mark Hitchcock, who has written, I don't know, 30 books on Bible prophecy. The guy is just an amazing scholar and person. And I count it an honor to partner with him. You know why? Because together, I'm going to go places with him. I don't go by myself. And that's why I love writing with him. I'm honored that he would reach out to me and say, Jeff, hey, let's write another book together. But watch this. I do that because I want to partner with him so I can expand what I'm doing. Guess what? That's exactly what you do when you partner with my ministry, is we go places together that you might not be able to go by yourself. And you get to have influence through my podcast and through these TV outlets and through this new show and through this app that maybe you wouldn't be able to have on your own. So it's a partnership. I mean, it truly is a partnership. So please give towards that need. I still need $800 for that. And my ministry has ongoing needs, you know, every month and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, you know all about that. So if you want to do that, go to jeffkinley.com, click on that donate tab, and you can make a donation of any amount, and you can set up reoccurring donations. And by the way, I am digitally, watch this now, moving. When I get my new website set up here in a few weeks, maybe sooner, who knows? Depends on my schedule. I've got a crazy schedule the next couple of weeks. But when I get this website set up, then you'll be able to give through the new website. And the good news is that in this new portal through Subsplash, they take out a much less fee than PayPal does. If you're with PayPal right now and you give to my ministry, that's fine. If you want to keep that, that's fine. But I'll also have an opportunity on how you can easily migrate that monthly payment over to my new website. And you can give there as well if you want to. So anyway, it's all seamless. It's all smooth. And it all ends up to helping the ministry grow and be more effective. And to me, that translates into more glory to God because I'm doing it better. I always want to make sure that I'm on my A game and not just, you know, I don't want to be mediocre. I don't want to just show up, and neither do you. We want to hit the heights on this thing and do our very best. Okay. So that's good news for this Apple TV show, Roku, available there. So I'll keep you updated on all that when all that rolls out. Okay. It'll be a once a week show. Okay. So let's get into aftershocks. We're talking about aftershocks here. And one of the things that emergency responders do, and FEMA, people like that, when they come into an area after a disaster, hurricane, earthquake, tsunami, whatever, they come into an area and they immediately evaluate the damage. They go, what happened here? What's there in the rubble? Are there people there alive? Do we need to, how can we clear out this rubble in order to either rebuild, or how do we manage existing structures that are still standing, but we know have had significant damage throughout this thing? And what do we discover about this area? Are there fault lines here that tell us there's going to be potentially another future earthquake here like this? What does this mean for us moving forward? And what has happened as a result of this? Well, one of the things that happened as a result of what has happened in the past 12 months with COVID and everything else has been a renewed call for a one world government. Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean by that, Jeff? Well, immediately, now think about this for a second. There has never been, in my memory, another phenomenon like what we've been through, what we are still going through to a certain degree in this world to get today. Never been anything like this. World War I did not impact the world like COVID has impacted the world. And I say COVID in quotation marks. I mean the COVID phenomenon, okay, everything that goes with it, including government's response to it, their over-response to it, et cetera, et cetera. And in the light of that, in the wake of that, have been world leaders coming out of the woodwork calling for a one world government. You've got former prime ministers of Great Britain, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown. You've got Prince Charles speaking at the World Economic Forum, calling for it. You've got the former Secretary General of the United Nations. I can't even pronounce his name, right? It's like Ben Ki-moon. He says, what we need is a global governance system. And other people are joining in on this thing. And basically, and I won't get into great detail on this right now, but basically they're calling for a global reset. And basically what that means is that we have to shut down the world and start it over again. Economically, socially, culturally, climate-wise, we have to reset everything. We have to change you. And by the way, and that's what it really means. It means you. You have to reset. We want you to stop thinking about life and the world the way you have been thinking, and we're going to now, if we can get enough nations involved in this thing, we're going to force you to conform to our new way of thinking. And from their own words, this, you can find all this on the World Economic Forum website that's headed, by the way, by a guy named Klaus Schwab, a man he was born in like 1930 or something, but he's been having these meetings for the past 50 years, and they're finally getting traction. And basically what they say, the goal is to serve, watch this now, is to serve people and to serve Mother Earth. Those are their two global goals. And of course, they couch their terms in things like equality and, you know, all these other terms that don't mean what they actually mean in real life. They only mean the redefined way. And what they basically mean is we want anyone who's making money to pay for the lifestyles of the people who don't make money. For whatever reason they don't make money, we don't care. They don't want to work, we don't care. They work but don't make a lot of money, we don't care. We want you to pay for it. So they're going to turn the world into a global socialist state. And countries are not going to be sovereign over themselves. They're going to be, in essence, nation states that are members of a larger global governance system, a larger global alliance of countries headed by, they have said this, by one man. Now, you say, okay, so what in the world's this whole aftershocks thing have to do with my life? Well, here it is. That it has accelerated the conversation that the Antichrist, were he to be aware of this right now, would want them to have. It's accelerating the conversation that Satan wants the world to have. The world is playing right into Satan's hands in this whole thing. And why? Because the Bible tells us, Daniel 2, Daniel 11, Revelation 13, Revelation 17, that there's going to be a one world government in the last days, that something is going to happen. And I tell you what I believe it is in aftershocks. Something is going to happen that is going to catapult the entire world into a state of mind that's going to cause all of them in the nations to finally say, we got to come together. We got to fight this thing together. And that's exactly the terms that they're using about the COVID. Now, I don't think the COVID thing is that crisis, but it is a trial run, a preview. It's the preseason, if you will, of what the real thing that's going to happen eventually. And the Bible predicts that is what is going to happen. Well, isn't it a dang coincidence that our world is talking about the exact same thing and pursuing it, by the way, not just talking about it like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to imagine we all lived in the same world together? No, this is not John Lennon's song. These are world leaders saying, if we don't do this, then we may face a global extinction event. Those are the terms that they're using. And they're referring to the the Doomsday Clock, which was begun after World War II by a group of atomic scientists. And basically what they do is they measure, and you can look at this up on their website, they measure what they feel is the risk of global extinction events to planet Earth. And just recently in this past year, they have moved that clock up to 100 seconds to midnight. These are secular, godless people. They say we're living in the last days, basically is what they're saying. And that we're 100 seconds away from midnight, from some climate event, from some economic event, from some nuclear war happening. You know, they don't know. But they list what they believe are the top threats to humanity, existential threats to humanity, okay? And these globalists are calling for us to all come together. Now, doesn't that sound noble? I mean, doesn't it sound right and good? I mean, why wouldn't you want the whole world to come together and fight a common enemy? I mean, what's wrong with that, right? Well, there's a couple things that I'd like to say, and I talk a lot about this, more deeply about this in the book. But let's think about this. As a Christian, you don't want the world to come together. You don't want the world to become one. Why? Because when you have a global government, it's run by elitist and powerful men and women that are almost certainly, in fact, 99.999% certain that they are not Christians and do not have a Christian worldview. So in other words, they're not operating on a Judeo-Christian view of morality or of justice or of a proper view of the planet or of climate or of any of these things or of economies or of freedoms. None of these things are a part of their agenda. They're all about imposing an agenda. Now watch this, that sets up the Antichrist to rule the world. And what they're doing is the more they can break down your freedoms and break down your defenses and one by one rob you of your liberty, the more they can do that and the more they can heighten the crisis. At the same time, with the threat of peace not happening, with the threat of your health not being intact, with the threat of safety being a foreign concept, if they can tell you that health and peace and safety are all going to be taken away from you unless we come in and take something away from you and you give this up, then that they have you. And that's exactly what's going to happen with the Antichrist. There's going to be a global crisis. There are going to be many of them, by the way. At beginning Revelation 6, there's going to be wars. There's going to be famines. There's going to be pestilence. A fourth of the world's population is going to die. That's in the very first few months of the tribulation. Now, COVID hadn't even touched that. Wait till all that happens, plus other things that God has planned. And everybody's going to say, well, I'm not going to be able to get a loaf of bread unless I take this mark. And all of a sudden, there you are. Because inflation is going to skyrocket to about 800%. You can read about that in Revelation 6. So that's in the tribulation period. I don't believe that Christians will be there, that the church, rather, will be there during that time. But that's what's going to happen. And it's the threat of globalism. I have an entire chapter in Aftershocks called Globalism at the Gates. And my friends, it is at the gates right now. It's not some far-off land. It's knocking on the gates of the planet right now. And the deal is that the world leaders, and now with our current president, they're rushing to the gate to try to open it. One final thing. President Joe Biden, one of the slogans that he ran on for this past election was the phrase, build back better. Build back better. Doesn't that sound noble? Doesn't that sound great? He borrowed that phrase from the World Economic Forum. And that phrase is a phrase that they use to promote globalism and a global reset. Again, there's a lot more about that I'd like to say, but I'm going to save that for some future podcast and for a future book. Anyway, so all that to say is Globalism is one of the things that I tackle in this book, and I tell you much more about what it is, why it's a threat to you, and what you can know about it that'll enable you to move forward. So check out Aftershocks, get a copy, order on Amazon, and let's make sure that people are getting the message of God's future word and his prophecies. And by the way, if you'd like to go and donate towards helping me go to the next level of my ministry, go to jeffkinley.com, click on that donate tab. There's also a place where you can write a physical check. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.